The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
So the governor of Illinois, Rahner, Governor Bruce Rahner, is with that ridiculous display. Still not the governor that's in the worst shape this morning.
No, he is not.
Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is. Is it Greitens? I think okay. It's Greitens. Fine. Okay. He's a little bit of hot water today.
You know, look, you take a picture to remember somebody by. Mm-hmm. And then you get in trouble for it.
Gets blown out of proportion. So here's what happened. Missouri's Governor Eric Greitens admitted to a sexual liaison with, do we know who it was with? Was it a friend? Because the mayor of Memphis was with one of her security guys.
Mayor of Nashville.
Oh, Nashville, excuse
yeah,
me.
The mayor of Nashville. Now, she's in house. They will not let her off the hook, man. And she's already apologized and asked for forgiveness and let her family know the whole works. And they're still hammering her.
And sorry about that. And the only thing she did was the affair. There was no other infraction, right?
Well, they're claiming that she was making sure that this one particular police officer, her security guy, was always on duty. Always, he got all the overtime. And now I heard where they're actually trying to say that she favored his daughter for some job.
All right, but it's possible. Well, the governor of Missouri, it's not something as simple as that. He has the affair, admitted to that. But she claims that he took pictures of her and then tried to use those pictures to keep her quiet.
Yeah, and he took them without her knowledge.
That's going to be trouble for you, right?
That's the invasion of privacy.
Yeah, because he was actually indicted for felony invasion of privacy.
Right, because he presumably innocent until guilty.
We don't know that he actually
took them without her knowledge and then used them as leverage.
Okay, I need to know how he allegedly took them.
I just heard a report on the news this morning where it talked about now he's being charged because he sent the pictures to an email to be used on the internet. So I don't know if he's got his a separate digital camera that he's using. Or if they're not if they are doing what you said, if it's just the phone, and then if you take a picture on your phone and then you transmit it, even if you transmit it to yourself, you've used the internet to transmit illegal.
Well, that's
pictures,
what I'm saying is though, how do we know? Where's the proof that he actually did it illegally or without her consent? If she gave her consent,
fine. She's just saying it.
I actually have a little bit of information on that.
All right, Rob, spin of the dials radio style for us this morning here at Mercury Studios, Dallas.
Well, apparently he invited the woman to show her how to do a proper pull-up, and then he proceeded to blindfold her and take a partially nude photo of her. So therefore, that's where the non-consent is. She was blindfolded when he took the picture.
Okay, if that's true and she didn't know, then yes.
Allegedly.
Right. If that's true, then yes, that would be a violation. She didn't know. However,
who among us hasn't done a pull-up with blindfolded?
The naked pull-ups. The naked blindfolded pull-ups. You know what?
Come on.
Although this is wrong, there is a little bit of culpability on her part. Just a little. Still probably illegal on his, but listen. You do not know how to do a proper pull-up. You've got your clothes on, and you're not blindfolded. You are not. Let me show you how it's done.
Wait,
take some of your clothes off. Let me get this blindfold. Hold on a second while I fumble over here for a moment without you. Okay, hold it. Lighting. Okay, let's go. Come on.
Yeah, you know it's happening, right? Yeah, you have to. Come on. Come on now. Come on.
He did not give it up.
He did not
really
give it
up. Not. A blindfolded naked. Was this the Seinfeld? Was this the second date via false pretenses where he's
maybe. I don't know.
Did he use the whole pull-up thing to get her naked where it's like, okay, I need an excuse to get it because she's not.
Rob is
the
Missouri governor expert. How long has this affair been going on?
I don't have that particular information, but apparently it reportedly began in March of 2015. So he was elected in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there was some alleged blackmailing going on, saying if she ratted him out, right. then I mean, the pictures would go pictures everywhere.
Yeah, that's what takes some balls, though, to be running, knowing that you're not that you had an affair that could come out, that you're still having the affair, right?
Right. Right. I mean,
that does give me pause to say, yeah, he may have threatened her.
Yeah. I mean, right. He's that's a big position. How?
Why? Did you say position?
I did. Thank you. Why would you? I mean, that would seem to me that if you were in a position to do something like this, I mean, maybe why are they politicians?
It's ego. This is ego. I mean, I think there are some politicians who run because they truly want to do good. Some are failures at that. Some get corrupted eventually. Some actually do some good. But I think there's something to be said for the drug of fame and power. Right? I mean, you got Bloomberg. Oh, the guy billionaire several times over.
Yeah.
He had Bloomberg Media or whatever the hell he calls it with the magazine.
Yeah.
He, do you know the machine, even back prior to the internet, where stockbrokers could get the stock quotes in their office? Mm-hmm. It was like kind of a teletype type thing. It was called a Bloomberg because he helped invent this thing. The guy was not unknown in the world.
No, not at all.
And he still had to run for mayor of New York.
Which meant nothing. I mean, it was just, that was, you're right. That was
That's just power attention. And fame attention, and fame. Yeah. A power, fame. So... Or who was the former governor of New Jersey, who was the rich dude, this is a couple governors ago, before the Christina Todd Whitman even, can't think what his name is. He was the rich guy who ran. A lot of these rich dudes do. Why? I mean, Trump.
Yeah.
Right? You're already famous for being a billionaire, writing books, and having a television, multiple television shows.
Right.
You've done all of that, and you're like... I'm going to be president. I'm going to do this. It's money, power, fame. That's what it is.
Right. It's not even, I mean.
It's not even as much the money. It's the power.
To Trump's favor, I mean, he didn't start out, well, you know what, I'm going to be a congressman. Then I'm going to be a senator.
And good for him.
No doubt. There's no question about that. Look, I'm Donald Trump. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to be a president.
Governor?
Please. Please. Stop.
Come on.
Chris Christie?
So this guy, and the reason I say that about the affair here is, yeah, it's I'm going to have an affair because I can. I don't even think it's about the sex. It's about the power, the ego, right?
Well,
I mean probably a little of the sex. But the fact that you keep doing it,
yeah,
it's kind of a, I can do this. I can do whatever the hell I want. If it's all true. Well, we know the affair is true.
So hang right there for just a second. Let me put this blindfold on you.
Okay, yes. Okay. I mean, you don't know how to do a pull-up, Jeffy.
I'm just going
to
take the top off.
Take your shirt off. Take it off. It'll be much easier for you.
I'll get it for you.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.